I think we're ready.
I think so.
I think we've done all we can do.
So, do you want to... Let's just not even acknowledge how long it's been, because...
No. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome back. And we're happy to be here. We specifically need to talk about the Grammys. That's one of the big things we want to talk about.
It's Grammy nomination day.
So let's discuss it. Tell us some of your favorites, as artist-wise, that are on this list that you've just seen vaguely, or have you not seen too much of it?
Wait, before we go into this, you know what's crazy? Yes. I think we've been doing this podcast for so long, despite there being two episodes of it, that I think we've circled back to the Grammys.
I think you're...
Because I feel like we've had a conversation about like how we don't like subscribe to award shows,
yet
we still want to talk about it.
Because I talked about Kendrick Lamar winning a Grammy for Not Like Us.
Oh my God.
That was last year.
What the fuck? That's crazy. So this is our biannual podcast.
Hey, that's great. We
come back once a year for the Grammys.
And here's the thing, we think about doing it all the time.
Oh, we love it.
And we mention it all the time. And we have conversations that would be great on the podcast.
Yeah.
But like, that's...
Life got in the way. But now we're on track.
For who knows how long, I don't know. Don't hold us up to anything, because who knows? This may all go away. And maybe next week where it's like, oh yeah, we can't do it anymore.
Burn it down.
Hope you had fun. Okay.
Okay, so you're asking who am I excited for that's nominated?
Yes, just like generally artist-wise.
Amel and the Sniffers. Being nominated for a Grammy is crazy.
I was really shocked to see that. Amel and the Sniffers, amazing punk band out of the UK?
Australia. They're Barbarians from Australia.
Love it. Are nominated for Best Rock Performance.
What does that mean? What is rock performance?
If they're saying a performance, then that usually can also include a live recording. Whereas if it's like song or anything, that's usually studio recorded.
Okay, so it could be like a live performance?
Yeah. So like there's I think there's an R&B performance that's someone's nominated for. I think it's Leon something. I can't remember his name. He's from Victorious. I can't remember his name. But one of his Tiny Desk performances is nominated for Best R&B Performance.
Do they like specify like what the performance is?
Yes.
Okay.
At least on all the ones I usually look at. So for Best Rock Performance, we have Amel and the Sniffers for You Should Not Be Doing That, in company of Hayley Williams, Linkin Park, Turnstile, and Youngblood.
So really, I'm just really excited this year in general. My girl Emily Armstrong.
Yeah.
Turnstile.
Those first four are all for you.
Hayley Williams?
Yeah.
This is nuts. Emily went from Dead Sarah to being a Grammy-nominated artist.
That's pretty tight. That's pretty tight. And not too long of a time. Like, I feel like with everything that's happened with Linkin Park over the past couple of years, the odds really were stacked against them. And it was looking kind of rough in the beginning, because a lot of people were really upset. But a lot of people were going to be upset anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just cool seeing them, like, absolutely defy the expectations that it was not going to go well.
It feels like we're at the... Like, we're on the pendulum of time. I feel like we're at that point, kind of, like, similar to the end of the 80s, where people were tired of, like, nonsense glam rock and, like, nonsense pop, and they were, like, on the precipice of grunge, where, like, people are done with, like, the hyper-produced, people are, like, ready to feel something.
Mamdani is the mayor of New York.
Hello.
And people are feeling a little different.
Woke
and
is they so bad.
I think, an openly trans person was elected mayor in, like, Pennsylvania or something.
Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I have to look it up, and I will, because I have the thing saved. But it was a couple jaw-dropping things where I was like, okay, maybe I just have to move. Like, obviously the country is going to suck no matter where I go, but, like, do I need to move? Yeah, I fucking hate Florida so much. So much.
Like, I feel like Turnstile, Amel, Linkin Park, and, like, Hayley Williams are all making, like, real music.
And Hayley Williams, as well as Turnstile, are also nominated for Best Rock Song, along with Nine Inch Nails. Love that. And Turnstile is nominated for Best Rock Album.
Yes, and in my opinion, they should be nominated for Album of the Year.
And so is Haim.
Yes, Haim.
Thank you.
I know, it's a good year. We got Imagine Dragons off the docket.
We did. They're nowhere to be seen.
The world is healing.
And also, Taylor Swift, nowhere in these nominations, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't think she fell into, like, the...
The criteria.
Yeah, I think it's too... She released it too late. Don't worry. Oh, there's always next year.
There, yeah. And she'll make sure to let us know. Hayley Williams is also nominated for Best Alternative Music Performance, as well as Turnstile.
And also, Turnstile's got a lot of nominations.
Yeah, they have quite a few. And Wet Leg is also nominated. And The Cure and Bon Iver. So it's just a great category for me. Really happy with that one. And there's a lot more. There's a lot more. But I'll go down this line a bit more officially.
Who are you excited for?
Olivia Dean is nominated for Best New Artist, and I'm really excited about that. Best New Artist is always a category I like looking forward to because someone's always pissed, no matter what. Except for, I feel like, Chapel Roan. I feel like she's the one where everyone was like, yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I was of the mind where I was like, if she wins anything, so I truly didn't think she deserved to win anything but Best New Artist because of how much she's done as an artist already. So many people hate Chapel Roan, and that's fine. She's a woman, of course you're gonna hate her. And she's a queer woman, of course you're gonna hate her. But, like, I feel like she's everything that someone would want in a pop star. The fact that she enlists local drag talent as her openers is fucking unheard of and fucking incredible.
And talks to them.
Yes!
And hangs out with them.
Yes!
Because guess who doesn't do that? Violet and Got Mick. I've been getting, like, messages for weeks from different cities where they're like, Violet and Got does not talk to anybody. They put us in dressing rooms completely across the hall from each other, and they do not, they don't talk to us. Which is interesting.
The word interesting with a Scorpio never means interesting. It always means, like, whatever the opposite of it could be in that moment. Just like, I just think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because,
like, isn't it?
I think interesting is a perfect word. but yes, I think Chapel Roan was very well deserved of Best New Artist. This one is a little bit less clear as to what the obvious option is, so I think it's going to be pissing more people off. Nominations for that are, at the top, we got Addison Rae.
I read this category, right?
Yeah.
My brain skipped over that. I didn't know she was nominated for that until right in this moment, and I've read this.
Yeah. Addison Rae, Alex Warren, Cat's Eye, Leon Thomas, who's the one from Victorious, he's an R&B artist, Lola Young, who's the British pop artist, unfortunately under the same management as Amy Winehouse, and she, that's worrisome, and the Marias, amazing, Olivia Dean, amazing, Somber, an artist I just found out about today, not good things, by the way,
no.
And it's just like a weird...
Is he gay? Is he that little gay one?
No, but he's
Is he a twink?
Yes.
A straight twink?
Implied.
Like Timothée Chalamet, but like a singer?
It's like is anyone in Gen Z straight? It's kind of like what I mean. Mm. Like
I don't
like,
know anything about him other than I think he's like a twink.
I watched a video essay on him today because I was like, who the fuck is this? And it was just talking about how he needs a better public relations person because he's like bringing his fans up on stage who are like 12, 13, 14 year olds and are like, oh my gosh, call your ex, call your friends with benefits and let's talk to him live. And I'm like, oh, and he's like calling himself daddy to all these like...
Male artists need to steer clear from bringing anybody on stage, ever.
Yep.
It never ends well.
No, it doesn't. And
ask any pop punk artist from the 2000s.
And he's like 20, and this woman who's 25 made a TikTok video and was like, "I didn't have a great time, and I think he's weird. I don't like his energy. Blah blah blah." And he's saying all these things to his 13-year-old fans, and he's like, "She's like super old, and my music's not for her." And I'm like,
"So my music is for the 12-year-olds that I bring on stage? Is that what he's saying?"
And he's like, "Yeah, this woman who's 5 years older than me is like prehistoric." And
this sounds like a twink.
I don't even know what he looks like. I'm sure he's a skinny dude with brown hair.
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, look him up.
Let's see what this dude looks like. Probably a skinny dude with brown hair. I'm just going to go on his Instagram. I forgot I can do that.
I don't feel like a straight, skinny white man is going to call a 25-year-old prehistoric, but a twink would. Because, like, that's, like, it's, like, giving the same energy as no fats, no femmes.
Ugh. Good Lord. Oh, he's going to be on Saturday Night Live. Fantastic.
And there you have it.
He looks like if you put the guy that plays...
Stranger Things?
Yes! Yes! And Matty Healy. If you put him in a blender and then gave him a button-up shirt with no buttons, that's what he looks like.
Give him some drugs.
We gotta fly in cocaine.
Gotta fly in some cocaine. Oh, and a little bit like Tyson Ritter. I'm very team Lola Young. I'd be happy.
I'm very team Lola.
What a voice.
She passed out at a show recently. Oh,
the fans hate her already. She's already hated.
No, I just felt bad.
But the fans don't feel bad.
Wait, what?
I feel like she's getting, like, I feel like she's on the verge of quitting already. She just started and she's on the verge of quitting because everyone's so mean.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
I was, it was really scary, like, seeing, like, how she passed out and went down and she was clearly saying, I'm going to faint. And I just felt really awful. And then when I found out that she was under the same management as that Amy Winehouse was under, I was like, we got to get that girl out of there. Like,
I think the fun thing about fandoms is no matter how much they love you, they want you dead.
Yeah.
They just want you dead.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
And that never made sense to me. And I'm a person who likes things very hard. We all know this. And I'm kind of just like, dude, like, but I also, like, it's the same people that don't respect nature and don't understand the concept of, like, if you want to keep something beautiful, don't touch it, don't fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would look at, like, music that I love or, like, the people that make the art that I love. I'm like, I'm not going to send them any bad vibes or energy. I'm not going to fucking tweet at them. I'm not going to do anything because, like, I'm sure they don't want or need my feedback or opinion.
Somebody needs to cover... Because here's what the song that needs brought back. Somebody needs to cover Stan by Eminem.
I was just thinking about
that. Because I think people forgot. Because it's just even truer today than it even was then.
Well, the fact that...
Because now they have the internet and not letters.
And the fact that that whole thing got turned around because that's where, like, Stan culture came from. The concept of that now being used of, like, oh, I'm such a Stan. I'm like, that's creepy, Diva!
That's scary!
Did you see the ending of the... Like, have you heard the whole song? Because it doesn't end well for anybody. It's actually, like, real bad news bears. Because do you remember when that song came out and everyone was freaking out? Because they were like, is this based on a true story? Is this real? And, like, he was being kind of ambiguous about it.
Remember when your icon, Elton John, did it with him?
Yes! Yes, I do! Holy crap, yes I do. I watched a whole interview with him about that, and Elton John was talking about how, because someone was like, how could you work with him? And he's like, been so verbally homophobic and blah,
he's
blah,
like,
blah.
And he's like, Eminem can call me a faggot anytime.
And no. Low key, he's like, I mean, he's like, he's a guy that has a lot to say, and he's a very angry man and a very upset man, and he, like, he's completely, like, possible to have a civil conversation with, and there's no bad blood, blah 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 blah, whatever he said. I went into cardiac arrest actually when that happened. Like, I'm sure as a child that was probably my first heart attack.
Were you a fan of Eminem?
Huge.
Oh,
huge. Absolutely huge. I was like, I was watching VH1 and MTV every single night and day. So yeah, super big fan. And I had an older brother who liked rap music, so it was one of those things where it was playing no matter what. Yeah, I love certain, like, Eminem deep cuts. Love his shit. Love his earlier shit. Now he's so weird and creepy and cringy to me.
Mm. Yeah, I like Eminem. I like old Eminem. I don't listen to new Eminem to know if I like new Eminem. Because what's the point?
Yeah. There is no point. Like, after... Not that... It's okay to know when to quit.
It's okay to know when to quit.
And, like, I feel this way about artists that I love. Like, I feel, like, sometimes for certain albums, we were talking about Fall Out Boy recently, sometimes for certain Fall Out Boy albums, I was like, ooh, guys, might be time to hang it up. And then they come out with something where I'm like, oh, okay, got it. Don't get too comfortable, because I think you're on your way out. But, like, I don't know, it's rough seeing someone, like, stretch out something for so long. I'm like, cut it.
Specifically boy bands. I feel like they're the top culprit of not knowing when to quit.
I saw the most devastating clip of the Backstreet Boy.
At the Sphere.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Was it them with their faces on the snowy mountain?
What?
Okay, what's yours? I'm gonna while you tell me how horrible it was, let me Google this, because this might be worse.
Are you discussing, like, a snowy Mount Rushmore of Backstreet Boys?
I couldn't be describing anything more than that, yes. That's quite literally...
The one I saw, they were doing a cover of Finesse by Bruno Mars, just dancing like dads. And it was like, you know when you see someone dance and you can like literally just like count it out? You're like 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, 3, 4, just going through the motions. And I hate that I'm like, I can visualize you practicing this by your pool. And that's pissing me off. What on God's green earth?
What song were they singing where this was necessary?
I have to know. I have to know. What am I looking at? Top 10 visuals.
Top
10. What? Oh my God. Have I mentioned how much I hate the Sphere?
I was about to say, can I just say that I think we just don't need it.
It is... You've seen this bitch from the outside, right?
Yeah.
And how they're just projecting fucking anything onto that disgusting eyesore.
It's how I feel similarly about, like, the rides at Universal. Whenever I have to look at the screen, I'm pissed. Like, can we just bring back the animatronics?
Give me an animatronic saying the same thing every 5 minutes. I don't care. That's fine. Like, but yes, you're exactly right. Like, you just put a giant round screen.
Can I tell you how much I would puke?
Yes, literally. You can. Because imagine you live at the apartment down the street from that, and you wake up and you just see an emoji winking at you.
Oh, no, I'd puke because I'd get motion sick.
No, that's completely fair. I didn't even think about that. You're absolutely right, because they have fucking, like, Harry Potter spinning around on a broom.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You put me in that Transformers ride at Universal, vomiting. This is like that. Vomiting? On me.
I was talking to my mom, because she's like, oh, Elizabeth, did you see? My mom does not sound like this. Oh, Elizabeth, did you see the Wizard of Oz thing that they're doing in the Sphere? I'm like, yeah, they're showing the movie.
I love the glitchy AI Oompa Loompa. Nope, Munchkins.
You said nope. I didn't know that, but I know that does a lot of AI stuff, because they have to fill this fucking space, because it wasn't meant to be shown.
It's literally like they use like generative AI to like expand the film.
And she's like, no, it's so cool because they throw down apples from the sky. I'm like, mom, you want to have foam apples thrown at you? And but she's like,
you have to understand, our parents are now living in the world that the Jetsons kind of promised them, but like without like the food pills.
And when I tell you, I told her, I was like, mom, can I be honest with you? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I think when I saw information about this, I literally said, oh, this is for the olds.
Yeah.
Like,
this is mind-blowing to them.
Because I need to, like, I think everyone needs to be honest about when they're not the target demographic for something. Like, I'm not going to a Morgan Wallen concert. I'm not his target demographic. He doesn't want me there.
No, he does not want you there.
I don't want to get sued, but...
That if Morgan Wallen could have two different types of drinking fountains at his concert, I think he would.
And hey, I think that says everything. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not going to go there and be like, I don't like it here. I don't feel like people are really doing stuff for me. So I'm not going to go to the Wizard of Oz being shown at the Sphere. They don't want me there. But I'm also like, you guys are going? That's fun for you?
Like, think of how many... like gallons of water it took for them to make that movie,
and they're cutting out the beginning. So when they do show it
at the beginning,
so they literally only start at the part where the house starts going up. So all of the
context of the film,
exactly, Discord, exactly. And I'm like, oh, so you don't get to see the lady that is literally the Wicked Witch on the bike and shit. You don't get to see that. You don't get to see the part where she comes back and she's like, and you were there, and you were there. They're gonna be like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who's she talking to?
Did they cut that out too, maybe? You just see the middle part of the movie. This movie's, I think they just want you to be wowed by the visuals and not pay attention to the story.
That's exactly what I think, too. And they're like, they've seen Wicked.
They know.
They know.
What's happening.
Who cares? And I'm like, I care. Don't fucking show it, then.
I would never, as an art... I hope Lady Gaga never... I hope she never...
Because, she might.
But she might not. She might. The woman wants a castle at every one of her shows, I think. And if you if you only give her a fake CGI castle, well, if the price is right, she'll do it. She's going to do it, and the entire sphere is just going to be Tony Bennett's head.
She flies out on an inflatable Tony Bennett. No! Oh, God! Ugh. Joaquin Phoenix comes down from the sky.
Them nominating Harlequin for a Grammy just secures more jazz albums in the future.
Let's go back to that.
Let's circle back.
Because is it nominated for... What is it nominated for?
Grammy.
Now, here's my next question. Where did you hear about this?
Under the things that she's nominated for.
Okay.
Facebook.
Right. That's
musicnews.com with a Z.
You're like, did you hear that Miss Piggy was nominated for a Grammy? I'm like, no, you saw that on Facebook. That's not real. That's just a mix of two things I would want to hear.
I'm not making it up. Listen, I'm going to find it so quick.
Because my thought is that it would be for soundtrack, right? No, because it's a completely independent album.
It's like contemporary or... I don't know. I'm probably... I don't know. I saw it was nominated and I was like, oh, I got to tell Beth. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Best Engineered Album.
I know that's right.
And that's Entertainment was Best Arrangement, Instruments, and Vocals.
You know what? Yeah, I know that's right. That's actually fantastic because the songs are...
Stop it. Oh, wow. Perfect Celebrity, Abracadabra, and Disease were also all nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Diva's gonna rake them in.
Dude, people, as we've discussed so many times, people love this album, and I so she has a really great chance of doing super well. Which it's been a minute, like since she's like swept the way that
I
she's
hope
like,
she like too. Nora Jones is it, where it's like that picture of her just cradling all of them.
That's a good one. That's a good picture. Okay, so album of the year, yeah, Bad Bunny's album. We have the Clips album, which came out, really big deal. Justin Bieber's album, which is called Swag. Let me finish.
I'm going to. I stopped myself.
You did. I'm really proud of you. Kendrick Lamar's GNX album, Lady Gaga's Mayhem, Leon Thomas, he's an R&B artist from Victorious, love him. The album's really good. Sabrina Carpenter's Man Best Friend, and Tyler, the Creator's Chromacopia.
So I don't understand the criteria for album of the year, because I feel like as we're going through all of the nominations, right?
Uh-huh.
There are so many incredible albums nominated for their niche categories.
Yes.
And these are albums that are significantly better than the albums that are nominated for album of the year, which in my opinion is like the award.
Yeah.
Like, this is the album that's better than all of them. It spans genres.
Absolutely.
But somehow...
Like, you're saying that album of the year summarizes some of the best music for a whole 365 days? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, you won for your genre, but this is the category that's all the genres.
Yes.
But, like, this is where some of the worst albums are nominated, in my opinion.
Mm.
Not all of them. Like, Chromacopia, great. Mayhem, great. I don't understand why, like, Justin Bieber is nominated when nobody even has talked about that album. What song is it? What's Justin Bieber's hit song from his album Swag?
I actually could not tell you a thing about it.
No.
And I was kind of gagged seeing it, because I was like, did he come out with a whole
album? A whole album? When?
I didn't know that he came out with, like, singles or right. anything like that. Like, and I'm online. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this... flew by me.
And I like Sabrina Carpenter, but I don't know why this is an album that's nominated for album of the year.
That doesn't make any sense. Because like everyone, no, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't add up.
Like, nope.
No. Like, you could have put the Turnstile album, which I just think was like mm-hmm. incredible. You could have even put the Hayley Williams album. Like, these were all, like, things that are making cultural impacts. The Hayley Williams album specifically. Yeah. Like, nobody's shutting up about it.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone has shut up about the Justin Bieber album so much that I have never even heard of it.
People might not have even opened their mouths about it. As far as I'm concerned. Okay, so Record of the Year. Song of the Year and Record of the Year, for everyone's reference, Record of the Year is going to go to the producer of the album, or the producer of the song, and then Song of the Year is going to go to the actual artist or recorder of the song. I hope that makes sense. Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Chapel Roan, Doechii, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Lady Gaga, Rosé and Bruno Mars, Sabrina Carpenter. The songs in question are Man Child for Sabrina, Abracadabra, Luther for Kendrick, Anxiety for Doechii, Weird Choice, Subway for Chapel Roan, Wildflower for Billie Eilish, which is going to piss me off, and I'll tell you why, and then Bad Bunny's DTMF.
I think these are better nominations than Album of the Year.
I think this sums up the year in music a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I think if you'd switched out that Rosé and Bruno Mars song for a Turnstile song, I think it'd be a little bit more rounded out, because that Rosé song kind of came and went.
Which song is it? Oh, the Apata.
Yeah.
That song pisses me off.
Yeah, and I'm like...
But the people love it.
They do, but like...
It's giving Just Dance Dance.
Yes, it is. Like, I don't...
It sounds like a song that was made specifically for the video game and not to be listened to by the general public.
I love that, actually. I'm a big fan of that. So, let me express my... Let me express my frustration about this Wildflower situation with Billie Eilish. This whole album and, like, the songs, like... all got nominations last year. She didn't win any Grammys last year, but all the things that she was nominated for were things off of the Wildflower album. So I'm like, why are you getting another nomination for a song that you released last year? And I'm confused because, like, it's not like it came after the album or anything like that. I don't know.
I don't think that any of it ever makes sense. I don't know. The rules are loosey-goosey.
Wildflower is from the album Hit Me Hard and Soft from 2024. Mm-hmm. This is the 2026 Grammys we're about to be going into. And she was nominated for quite a few awards for this album and songs from this album. Why is she here again? I love Billie Eilish and her music. Why is she here again? For what?
Yeah, I don't know how, like, did she, like, remaster it in 2025 to make it qualify? Ugh. I don't even know if that's the rules. I could be making things up.
Then Song of the Year is essentially everything that was nominated for Record of the Year, but replaced Chapel Roan's The Subway with Hunter X's song Golden. Don't know
who's Hunter X.
Couldn't tell you.
If their name's Hunter, I imagine they're like a bro country singer.
And it's HUNTR.
Oh, who's the same?
/ X. Let's do a look. Let's do a look. See.
That changes things. Mm-hmm. That changes the genre immediately.
What the fuck am I looking at? Oh God, because I put an E. Excuse the fuck out of me. Oh my God, I hate it here.
Abracadabra deserves all of these nominations.
Abracadabra is oh it's the fucking
It's K-pop. It's the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yes,
I hope they have a hologram of them accepting these awards.
You want that?
Why not? This is 2025 America. They're gonna have a hologram of them accepting an award. We're nominating cartoons now.
Ugh.
Honestly, make them president. They should run.
What are you saying?
Why not? Why not anymore?
Because there's a Black Mirror episode about it.
K-pop Demon Hunter for president.
This is insanity.
The only person who can stop Trump is K-pop Demon Hunter.
Good. I want to throw up. This is like, it's such an annoying phrase.
But honestly, it's not out of the realm of possibility, did you see how, shit, what country was it? They just elected the AI, they have an AI, like, prime minister.
Where'd you read about this?
No, this is real, this video. No, this is real. I hate to break it to you. They elected her, she's, like, in charge. Oh, and, she just announced that she's pregnant. With, like hundreds of AI babies that she's about to give birth to. She's, like, in charge of parliament. I'm gonna look it up. So, like, why not... Why can't K-pop Demon Hunters be in charge? AI...
Because it's not fucking right. That's why.
Albania. Diella, the world's first AI-generated minister, tasked with overseeing public tenders
to mind you, he's corrupt. Reading this with the AI overview.
It's just what popped up.
That doesn't have to be the first thing you read! You can go to Wikipedia!
But it's already here.
And that's what they want. They're don't even... I can't. I sound like Will Smith and iRobot. Go ahead! There, read the dumb thing!
There she is.
Who cares?
You wanna see her?
No! I don't wanna see her! Fine!
She's pregnant. So, she is... Oh, she's symbolic. Then why is she there?
She's symbolic.
She addresses lawmakers and assists them with data analysis. Oh, my God. This is bad. It's anti-corruption. She's going to keep them in line. With what? With what?
With what?
With what?
What?
All I know...
is Age of Ultron.
This is what's happening. The oneness is coming.
We're
so close to the singularity.
Dude, I can't. AI makes my hands shake. Like, I...
There are some... The thing with AI is it's not... It can't be 100% bad, because it's not. Like, you know, there are AI things that can, like, detect cancer, like, 1,000 times quicker than, like, a human can.
Years before it were to, like, and I think about that all the time, because, like, I'm like, that's incredible. But then I think about the internet, and that the internet's the same thing.
What's the thing that we need to streamline the AI? Like, it doesn't need to be in the hands of everything and everyone. Like, I don't need a smoothed out generated image of Garfield with 7 fingers eating, like, lasagna shaped like the Twin Tower. I might need that.
It just kept going. I was like, the lasagna shape like the Twin Towers. I beg your pardon, dude.
I'm so sorry. I'm figuring out what's happening. So awful. I'm not going to stop for soup ingredients on the way back.
I told you, bro. I fucking... God. Sometimes I tell Brian, I'm like, oh, hey, this should be the plan for dinner tonight because it's going to make the most sense. And he's like, oh, or we can make soup from scratch. And I'm like, yeah, we can do that if you want. And then he's like, hey, babe, there's so much traffic. It's so crazy. I don't have time to get the ingredients for soup. So we're just going to do your original plan and do leftovers. I'm like, right.
Right. Nailed it.
I'm like, I wasn't saying that because I was being a dick. I'm saying it because I'm a realist. And I'm like, you're going to be stuck in traffic. And you're not going to want to go to the store and make a soup that takes 3 hours.
Yeah. True.
True. Okay. I hate that there's...
K-pop Demon Hunters has swept the nation.
I still haven't seen it.
I'm not interested in K-pop nor anime, so I just don't feel like it's for me. And everyone's like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to like either of those things. It's still amazing. I'm like, okay, cool.
But I'd like to like something before I go into it.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm it's the same thing for me. People are like, oh my God, you're going to love it. I'm like, historically, I don't see how that's true.
Well, I do think it's like Josie and the Pussycats coded in terms of like, I feel like the concept of it from what I've gathered from the bits and bops I've read on the internet. It's like, they're this like band... And then they're, like, sweeping the nation, but then there's this pop star who's evil, and her music is, like, brainless and, like, bad, and she's, like, their evil nemesis.
Yeah, Diva, I'll just watch Josie and the Pussycats.
Hello.
Like...
This movie's already exists.
It's already been done.
And probably better.
And probably better. I'm willing to bet that K-pop Demon Hunters does not have Alan Cumming, so...
What if it does? Wouldn't that be...
Then I would say... And that's how people need to sell it to me. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, and I'll never know. Like, if someone... If he is in there, I'll never find out. Because I won't watch it. Let me see. Hayley Williams is nominated for a lot of shit.
As she should be.
This is really fantastic to see. I mean, those are the main ones. I'm so glad that you told me what fucking Harley Quinn was nominated for. Because I'm like, what? What do you have? What?
The only downside of it being nominated is that it secures the fact that there will be more jazz in her future.
She fucking loves it, dude.
She loves. She's got to carry on Tony's legacy.
And, like, I get it. She's a good person, I think. And
I bet she is.
Well,
have you ever heard a celebrity say one single bad thing about her?
No, but I haven't heard her express her views on Israel either.
Okay, true.
And I don't. And hey, like, do I need to know that yet? Maybe not. Maybe that's something I find out later in my life.
Sometimes I think artists are barred. Certain artists are barred from saying things out loud.
Oh, completely.
So it's like, sometimes it's like, it's I don't know how I'm supposed to feel because I don't know the internal workings of what they're physically allowed to say without threat of danger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw this clip of this person interviewing Sydney Sweeney, and they were talking about, like, the fucking controversial commercial that she did, and essentially said, like, do you want to say anything in regards to the things that people have been saying about you, saying that you lean in the direction of white supremacy and blah, blah, blah. And she said something along the lines of, if I ever have anything I need to say, I'll make sure to say it. And I'm like, girl! Oh. Girl, you're on the hot mic! You don't want to say that you're not a white supremacist right here, right now?
That's crazy.
I will send crazy. It to you later, because I was I was in the filing room at work, and I literally went, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Sydney Sweeney, I don't care what happens to you, ever. But, like, holy crap. Okay.
There's one thing I know is that one week, Charlie Kirk had a neck. And when he had that neck and vocal cords, he was talking about Israel and the Epstein files. And this isn't in defense of Charlie Kirk, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the following week after he said that, he no longer had a neck nor vocal cords.
And those
could
just,
it be a coincidence? Yeah.
Those are just two separate things where people want to connect them. They can.
They can.
Those and it's also weird that the area, the building where the person who shot Charlie Kirk was, had an influx of searches the day of the shooting. And then no searches. But then 3 days later, a little spike of searches for that same building.
And allegedly that building was also owned by Palantir, which is owned by Peter Thiel, who is friends with Israel.
And these are just things we're saying.
These are just things that, like,
these are things that you could Google right now. They're
accessible.
They're readily accessible. We're just saying that.
There's plenty of other things that could have happened.
Yeah.
From many of other people, but these are just some things that I've seen and read about.
This is something I will edit out. J.D. Vance and Erica Donald Kirk. Trump are Eiffel Towering Erica Kirk.
Oh, you don't have to edit that out.
I'll probably bleep it somehow.
Edit it out for what? Yeah, no.
Because I like my neck.
Did you see the video of her adding her little teardrops in her eyes before she walked on stage?
No, I didn't!
Oh, yeah, they got it.
Oh, they got her! They got her ass! That's so funny.
She's so sad. I love all the people who are like, have you ever noticed that ever since Charlie died, she's been dressing like a leather couch for JD Vance?
I need a doctor. I need a doctor. Oh my god. Watch, she's gonna show up in, like, you know, like, that grandma's couch, like,
oh,
crazy,
yeah,
floral, like, pastel.
Yep.
She's gonna show up in a dress that looks like that. I need someone to make a compilation of posts that is a picture of her outfits next to a couch that looks the exact same. Because I'd love that. I don't know who's gotta do it, but someone make it happen. I'll start the first one, maybe.
I'll start the...
Oh. Dude. That... I don't know how. I don't even want to get too much into the Charlie Kirk things. I could talk about it for forever. Imagine your funeral service having fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Just a full fireworks. Everyone's excited.
That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Kid Rock's probably playing.
Oh my god. Probably Rockstar by Kid Rock. I don't know any other Kid Rock songs.
That's a Nickelback song too, so.
Oh no! Nickelback, I'm so sorry. I like you and you've never done me wrong.
Kid Rock is Ba Widda Ba.
What did you just say to me?
That's the
What?
You know his song, Ba Widda Ba, Da Bang Da Bang, Diddy Diddy, Diddy said the boogie to up Chuck the boogie.
Are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're
That
talking
was like his
about.
His like hit from the 90s.
That was?
Yeah. B-A-W-I-T-A-B-A.
I feel like you're like, you don't know who Robbie Williams is? Like, I feel like I'm going crazy right now.
Yeah, that song, like, in that I Want to Be a Cowboy. Those were, like, his hits.
Oh, the cowboy song, I know.
Yeah, yeah, you know Ba Widda Ba.
I don't
If
know.
I play it, you know it.
I don't know.
You don't want to know it.
I don't
I don't want to know
I'm
it.
I'm certainly terrified of what...
What did you just say to me?
Because sometimes I'm just like... No, I think you need to start that sentence over.
Yeah, because sometimes I talk too fast, and it sounds like I'm saying Ba Widda Ba, but this time I really was.
I can understand your fast talking just fine. I'm usually right there with you. But like certain things, I'm like, I don't think you meant to put those words together, babe.
Yeah.
I think...
Sometimes I'm talking to Gidget, and like my brain is moving faster. My mouth is moving faster than my brain. And then like I end up like compiling three words into one word, and he's like, you didn't say something. That wasn't English. Could you start again? And I'm like... Yes.
But in your head, it's a complete stream of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but now I gotta do this part. Sometimes Brian won't say it, so he'll just move on. And, like, in his brain, he's at the next, like, thing, and he's already talking about it. And I was like, wait.
And there's no context, right?
No. And, yeah. there's a connective piece of tissue that he has that I don't have.
Same.
So then when he doesn't tell me, I'm like, wait. Yeah. I'm like chasing it after a train with my luggage. I'm like, wait, I have to get on this train. And he didn't invite me.
Yeah, but that's me with Travis all the time. I'll be like sitting there. We'll be there in silence. And I'll just be like, oh my God, it's like so cool that that's gold. And he'll be like,
what?
And I'm talking to him like he absolutely knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't that what's gold.
Yeah, I'm not with you. what are you possibly... Anything. That could be anything, actually.
And it'll be like something we talked about 3 days ago.
I'm oh, like, my God.
I'm like, what do you mean we were talking about, like, the Golden Labubu 3 days ago? Like, what do you... Wait.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's 72 hours ago. That's incredible.
Yeah. I need to get better at that.
Is there someone who didn't get nominated for a Grammy where you're like, oh, my gosh, I should have gotten nominated for a Grammy?
I think MGK would say him. He was really campaigning for it. I'm not saying he should or shouldn't have been nominated. I'm just saying that he was...
Oh, say it!
I'm saying that he was campaigning and looking forward to a nomination.
Well, everyone's got to learn to be disappointed.
But I think that... I would say that Amel should have been nominated for one more thing.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I think Cartoon Darkness, the album, could have replaced something on, like, the rock nominations, perhaps.
Yeah. Because I really am... Like, obviously, I want Hayley Williams to get something, but I'm okay with Hayley Williams getting something else if Amel gets the one thing that they are nominated
for.
Yeah,
like, move Hayley to Album of the Year.
Yes. That's exactly what needs to happen, actually.
Because, like, Cartoon Darkness didn't necessarily need Album of the Year, but, like... And also, they could have gotten, like, Best New Artist. They're not a new artist, but, like, they are for, like, the mainstream.
And because the same thing for Sabrina Carpenter. She was nominated for Best New Artist, but she's been doing this for shit for forever.
Yeah.
See, I think once the Music Academy recognizes it, there's kind of like a whole new artist thing that they could do. That I think that they'd be completely qualified for and would have made a lot of sense. So I was kind of sad to not see them on that one because I am rooting for them at any given time.
Yeah. I don't feel like we listen to like a lot of music that's traditionally like looked at by the Grammys. So it's like hard for me to say like what I think should have been nominated versus like what would be. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, even Amel being nominated is a shock to me. Punk music doesn't usually get...
It was a shock to me,
...get recognized in the mainstream.
I was shocked seeing Turnstile on there also.
That album is just so undeniable. People who don't typically listen to hardcore music or listen to punk music fucking love this album.
It's... And I think that... it's nice when an album like that comes around that's kind of like a gateway album for people where they maybe are realizing that they had a misconception about an entire genre.
Well, I've never heard an album that has managed to mix like dreamscape, hardcore, punk, woodwind instruments, and like horns.
Yeah.
And like a little bit of like sometimes like a little mariachi influence, mm-hmm. and they're all into one one seamless album.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like it's genre hopping. The album feels very cohesive and consistent. Like the whole thing is very impressive from start to finish,
which is hard to do on its own. Mm-hmm. And I think it's incredibly hard to do when you're. Thank you. I think it's also incredibly hard to do when you're in a genre like punk where there's, ironically for a lot of people, a lot of rules and a lot of things that you can't do. And I feel like they took so many amazing risks that pulled off so well. And if you don't listen to Turnstile, please watch their Tiny Desk performance and you'll be addicted instantly. It will take no time. They're so incredible. And everyone should have eyes on them as an artist this year because they're amazing. And you saw them. You said that they were fucking awesome.
It was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Like, it was really, really, really impressive. And the AML was opening. Crazy. Just best experience. Yeah, no, Turnstile is definitely one of the best live things I've seen in a long time.
Their energy is spectacular.
I think overall, I'm very, like, excited and pleased about the Grammys when, like, typically I don't care. But, like, there's just a lot of people that I'm really invested in as human. Like, Wet Leg.
Yes!
Go Girls.
Again! I'm so excited.
Girls are taking over all the time. Haim getting a nomination. Yeah. Love the sisters.
Now, Addison, we just don't want you to win Best New Artist. That's all.
I already forgot that she was nominated again. It's already left. It came and left my brain. Was the other one nominated?
The other Ray?
Yeah.
No. Dave Gray. No, she... Not the other one. No, by the way, not at all related. Like, I think they're just both TikTok people.
There's well, a they lot both of... they both dance, they both are blonde, and they both make pop music.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not related. They both could be names of, like, MAGA influencers.
Completely. Yeah.
It's like, hi, I'm Tate McRae, and I'm here to tell you why women actually shouldn't have rights. Now, she's never said that, but, like, somebody on Truth Social named Tate McRae has, is what I'm saying.
I understand.
I'm not slandering, like, the dancer.
The dancer?
I'm not going to say the singer.
She is a good dancer.
She's a good dancer. She's got moves.
Yeah, she's a very, like, athletic dancer,
yeah. It seems. Yeah, her legs can go places.
Dude, things I could never dream about doing, and I'm like, go off, girl. Like, give us something.
Was there somebody that you wish was nominated that wasn't?
No. I'm really happy that Hayley Williams is nominated. This album seemed like such a thing that was like a just for the fans thing. But she's also like her as well as Paramore aren't on a label, so they can kind of do whatever they want. So I'm just really happy and really enthusiastic that she's nominated. And also because Sinners is nominated for 4 fucking Grammys, including Best Soundtrack. And for Best Song for a Motion Picture, there are 5 nominations. Sinners has 3 of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
And one of the other ones is a song from Tron. So we know that's not going to fucking win because that movie was awful.
The movie's not nominated. The music is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A song from, it's a song from Tron, a song from K-pop Demon Hunters, and then 3 Sinner songs are nominated for Best Song for a Motion Picture.
People love Trent Reznor.
And you can, like, you can love him as much as you want, but, like, don't.
Yeah, give it to, I mean, I'm Team Sinners. I'm just saying, like, the people love Trent Reznor. And actually, you know what they love more than all of this? K-pop Demon Hunters.
Well, I'll just start saying that people are racist if they want K-pop Demon Hunters to win. I'll start doing that. It's not a problem.
But it's K-pop.
I understand.
Okay.
I'll find a way. Oh, do we? I mean, we can talk about racism in the K-pop community for as long as a day we have, because like this is probably one of the few K-pop bands where they didn't say the N-word.
Oh, do the K-pop bands do that? I don't listen to K-pop. I'm not, like, adjusted to the world of K-pop. What do you mean they're saying the N-word in K-pop?
Maybe saying it. So,
like, in Korean? or like in English? Both. It doesn't matter. It's not like one makes it better. I'm just trying to know.
There is a word, N-I-G-A, that's where they would say, and it sounds the same, that means like you, and that's just a song in, that's just a word in Korean. That's whatever. But then they'll just also say it in a song. And I'm like, that's not right. And this, it's kind of like, not a like inside joke, but it's certainly like an aspect of it that people kind of know.
Have you seen that one restaurant in Seminole Heights?
No. Also, that's vague.
It's like Korean.
Maybe. Oh, hell yeah.
That's wild.
Love that. Oh, yeah, you just meet me at Cafe Bitch Nigga. That sounds great.
The Vietnamese restaurant.
And it's obviously probably, like, not how it's pronounced, but, like, it's... no one's gonna forget the name.
No one.
Do they have a good rating?
4.4 out of 5.
Love!
That's with 592 reviews.
Absolutely gorgeous. I love Vietnamese food, so I'll probably go one day.
Yeah, and no one's talking about the name. They're just talking about how good the food is. So that's nice.
So I'll have to figure out what that...
Oh, this guy was excited, but you know why he took that picture.
Let's go, absolutely.
He
was so excited.
He thought that was so funny.
He's like, I came here for the sign, but then the food's, like, really good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised this is even a real restaurant.
I feel like the past 2 to 3 years, this has been, like, music, good music. Because I feel like I've gone a while not listening to any current music. And I feel like the past 3 years, it's been nonstop new things that I want to hear, which is nice.
And it's funny you say that, because I tend to take a lot of breaks listening to new music because I get really overwhelmed. And I've been trying to take a break, but then there's been a lot of good stuff coming out. And I'm like, well, fuck, I gotta listen to the new Florence and the Machine album.
Yeah, how do you not?
Did you listen to it?
Once. I need to listen to it again. It's so good, but there's also, like, sometimes it just sounds like one continuous, like, not changing song.
Yes.
So it's like Florence sometimes falls into this habit of, like, how do I want to describe it? Where it's, like, it's barely a song. It's just kind of her singing her poems with, like, light instruments in the background.
Yes.
And it always sounds... That song always sounds the exact same. And there was a lot of that on there. And I wanted, like, more variety. I like the lyric... The lyrically, love the whole album.
It's gorgeous.
But I wanted more, like, musical variety.
Yeah, more ups and downs.
Yeah. Like, there's Everybody Scream, incredible.
Oh, love it. It's a really great title track. And, yeah, it kind of dips in energy.
And one of the greats. Ooh, love that one.
I
you know also what else I loved about this album.
Why were you so cozy just now?
Because I like that she was citing that the 1975 was one of the bands that that has a male lead singer that she thought was actually good and interesting.
Well, that's lovely of her.
She was like, whoa, this makes me actually want to, like, listen to some music by men because Maddie Healy's doing it.
Hey, that's nice. And I hope that... I just need... that's great.
That's all I'm saying. I thought it was cool.
Well...
And she also, like, she also references how much she's obsessed with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And aren't we all?
Mm-hmm.
And aren't we all? I want to know where her favorite episode is.
She loves season 6.
That's a queen.
She really is. I'm obsessed with her.
She...
Oh my god, and she has Mannequin Pussy opening up for her at a lot of her stops. Not at Tampa, of course, but still. Like, punk is making a comeback. This is what I'm telling you. Like,
it is.
People are... We're edging back into the grunge punk side of things, because people have had it.
And we were talking about how there was a lack of that.
Yes.
A while ago, we're like, where's the uproar? Where's people being, like, super pissed about the state of the world? Where is all of that?
Only in the UK.
Reflecting in its music, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And musically, we do tend to be behind.
I'm still, yeah, I still don't hear, like, you... My cat's doing parkour. I still don't really see any US bands doing it.
Yeah, yeah. It takes us a while. That's why I'm...
That's where I step in.
And that's why I'm hoping that Animal and the Sniffers wins. Like... like, even just, like, looking up an artist, figuring out who they are, that leads to so much. Yeah.
We should tell our people that they should go buy this, because this is so cool. So, Amel has partnered with this, like, screen printing shop.
Oh, yes, the shirts!
Yeah, it says, what would Amy do? And, like, a percentage of each shirt goes directly towards, like, single black women who are, like, getting deprived of SNAP right now.
Dude, so we will post, a link for that. Mm-hmm. We'll post, we'll repost it. Yeah, because they probably, made an Instagram post about it. That's, because I remember you were in, Gidget were talking about that the other day. And I actually saw the shirts today, and I'm like, I'm getting one.
Yeah, I need that.
She's so cute. I love Amy.
I know, I want to work with her so bad.
I'm obsessed with her hair.
I'm obsessed with her hair. I want, like, three of her wigs.
She, I mean, does.
She's not even wearing wigs. That's her actual hair. But they, like, I want them as
they
wigs.
They tease her hair the fuck out. Yeah. It's so great. Also, you have to see this great picture of Florence Welch.
God, icon.
Yeah.
I love her. Ooh, chamber version?
Mm-hmm. The chamber
version. Ooh, that's going to get me good.
The versions are real good. The chamber version of One of the Greats is spectacular.
That Dance Fever album was one of my favorite albums of hers.
I love Dance Fever so much. I love Dance Fever, dude. The one before that, I wasn't as big of a fan.
Me neither!
It's every other album, kind of, for me. Mm-hmm. Except for these last two. Except for Dance Fever and this. Like, consecutively, yeah. I've been a big fan of both of them.
That other album, I took a lot of... I would say, like, Florence is consistently one of my top favorite artists. Mm-hmm. Like, always. Most of her albums, I have every single song saved. Except for that one that we're talking about that was before Dance Fever. It always makes me think of that song, Patricia. And every time that song, Patricia, came on my shuffle, I got so mad.
You're like, I gotta get rid of it.
I can picture the album cover, but I do not know the name.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. It's like, what is it?
It was because it was a lot of her poems again.
High as Hope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And then before that, it was How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, Lungs, Ceremonials, and How Big, How Blue. Three smash hits in a row.
She's come up with such amazing music since then, and I hate being someone that, like, dwells in the past music-wise, but Lungs is so spectacular. If, like, a song I can't play in my car because I'll crash my car, which is a very long list of songs, Drumming Song.
Oh! Lungs. And Bird Song.
Oh! Hospital Beds? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Oh, okay, so something fun about Florence, and we might have talked about this before, I don't know, but... The first song I ever, ever, ever heard from her was Kissed with a Fist on the Jennifer's Body soundtrack.
Absolutely!
So I was under the impression that Florence and the Machine was a punk band.
And
then I was, like, quickly proven wrong, but I wasn't mad, but I was like, oh, like, this is a punk song, and now everything else is, like, witchy.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And I had a similar thing happen, too. I was exposed to a couple of bands and fell in love with a couple of bands through the Jennifer's Body soundtrack. And Florence and the Machine was definitely one of them. And I think I did that. And then the next song I listened to was Girl with One Eye.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and it made me feel similar. I was like, okay, so this is what they do.
I performed that as Edie, what's her name? The girl from Kill Bill.
Oh my God! That's fucking sick. That's so sick, dude. I love that song. I love that song so much.
Like, how do you not... By my vague instructions, how do you not know what I'm talking about?
You're right. There's only one moment where something like this would happen involving an eye. Actually, I guess two moments if you want to think about both movies. But that's so... Oh, that's incredible.
Should we go to the movie theaters when they release the, like... Part 1 and 2 as one continuous film.
Are they doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going.
We have to. That's a big commitment.
We'll go ahead and go.
But I would like to see that. Because that's how I don't give a fuck about Quentin Tarantino. We've talked about this many times. He's one of those people with, like, Ryan Murphy that I just think gotta go.
Yeah, no. Like, he's done his best work already.
But he said that he wanted those movies to be one movie originally. Mm. And so this is gonna be, like, his actual vision.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
That sounds spectacular. Yeah, out of all... And I like Quentin Tarantino stuff, like, more or less for the most part. Not Quentin Tarantino. And Kill Bill is one of my favorite pieces of media ever.
It's so good.
I probably love movies the way that I do because of how young I saw that movie, which is not a time where I should have been watching it, but I was hooked instantly, unfortunately.
It's the only piece of his, like, work that I actually, like, have a, like, a care about. Mm. I mean, I haven't watched all of his stuff, but, like, some of the other things that I've, like, tried to watch, I just don't care.
I haven't watched his more iconic stuff. Like, I haven't seen...
I would like to see Inglourious Basterds. I've never seen that.
I will see that, too. It's actually leaving Netflix soon, so I was actually going to make a point to watch that. I like Nazi killing stuff, so I'll sign up for that. What is the fucking... Oh, my God. It's not Fight Club, because that's a completely different person.
Yeah.
The one with... I was literally about to say the one with Uma Thurman, but that doesn't help either, does it?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I
think I've tried it. I just don't think I cared. Because there's just... I have a threshold with how many times he, like, makes people say cunt in the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, like, I just, like I've said before, I feel like his movies are just a vehicle for him to get to hear those words.
Yeah.
And that's what I, and, like, and see feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, a bunch of things that I can't look past.
Which is why when Django Unchained came out, mind you, that is a movie I do enjoy quite a bit. I was like, okay, so I know, like, I couldn't be more signed up for what the fuck you're gonna do. And I was like, yep. Why else would you make a movie like this if you just want to be able to say that word as many times as physically possible?
Yeah.
He's a fucking weirdo. He's a little weirdo. And he doesn't need to make movies ever again.
And he's not going to.
Good.
He's, like, done. He quit.
Good! What else do you have to say? Nothing.
He could give us Kill Bill 3.
He had his time to do it.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman's, like...
She was literally just in this most recent season of Dexter, and she looked incredible and ready to be in Kill Bill 3.
Well, then never mind.
She was, like, playing this, like, cool, like, deadly assassin.
She also, like, hates him, I think.
Well, yeah, because of, like, that's a Harvey Weinstein movie.
Which one?
Kill Bill.
Ah.
And, like...
And she almost died? Like, she got in a car accident at some point filming that movie? Or one of them? I don't know.
No, that's all facts.
Hell yeah. Thank you. But yeah, she, like... She never had... I just want him to leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
I feel the same way about Ryan Murphy and Evan Peters. I'm like, don't get near that boy. Like,
she should make Kill Bill 3 the way that Sarah Michelle Gellar is making Buffy. Yes. Like, we ousted Joss Whedon, and we that's what should happen.
And they're making a Jennifer's Body sequel.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means or what that entails.
No, because she, like, died.
Right. So I'm like, so what are you going to do?
Well, something that I thought was interesting that entered the zeitgeist this year is... It's always interesting to see what drag queens are mass being for Halloween, because they are always all being the exact same thing. Like, there's always, like, three costumes that they're all recycling in a year.
This year is probably one of them.
So, yeah, usually it's the fucking Sanderson sisters. Like, I gotta tell you, I never, ever in my entire life need to see drag queens performing Hocus Pocus ever, 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 ever again. This year, that fell off, finally. I've been counting down the years until they're fucking done with it. This year seems to have been that. But yes, Aunt Gladys was a huge contender.
The second she came on screen, I was like, I was like,
yeah, we knew. We knew immediately.
Like, someone is cutting their wig into a bob as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Nose bangs.
Smearing that lipstick.
Searching for a windbreaker on eBay.
But Jennifer from Jennifer's Body was a mass costume this year.
I did see quite a few Jennifer costumes.
And Travis said it's because... Travis said it's because Dolls Kill released the cheerleader outfit on their website. So that's why he thinks it was.
Mm, interesting. So people are going through a racist website, and that's why they're doing Jennifer's Body for?
Yeah.
Sick. Cool. Okay. Cool, guys.
Good job, drag queens.
Like... That's nuts. I actually saw a couple of Jennifer's Body costumes where it was, like, the puffer jacket one where she has the red tights. I saw one that was, and then the girl's partner dressed up as Colin, which is so cool.
I don't think it's a particularly, like, interesting costume.
It's not.
Because it's like, oh, yep, that's a drag queen who wants to be hot. Classic. Classic drag queen in the brunette wig.
Oh, you're a drag queen, you're a Megan Fox character? Okay.
Oh, you put some blood on you?
Right.
Cool.
It's gonna drive me crazy a little bit, like, because I'm like, you're not even, like, what? It's not hard. Like, I've done a Jennifer's Body costume, because I'll do a fun little photo shoot every other year for Halloween, and it took me $5, so I'm like, I know how little work it takes to do this.
I don't know, like, what I think that Aunt Gladys was like, I was happy to see that.
I was not surprised. I was happy to see it. I was like, you know what? At least this is fun to look at. Yeah. And it's exciting to look at. And it's not, like, meant to be pretty.
And end it this year, though. Like, don't carry it on.
Yes. Yes. That is also why. Because I'm like, because it's had its time. And, like, but there's always going to be people that are like, oh, my gosh, well, I saw it late. So I'm going to do it now. And I'm like, but it's over. But it's over. Don't do it. You're going to look silly.
Speaking of drag queens and Halloween, did you see how on Dragula, Abora ate too much, ate the wrong thing and had to be sent to the hospital because that show's unsafe?
Ate the wrong thing? What do you mean,
the wrong thing? I don't know. There was an extermination challenge where they had to eat stuff, and she ate a part of the props on accident, and then had to be rushed to the hospital.
Don't piss me off. This is crazy. What?
Yeah. Classic Dragula. And guess what? She probably is not going to sing you too many pennies after her run on the show, because
she probably had to pay her own copay for
that. Oh, fully.
Discord, that's crazy. Why are they doing this?
I've been asking that question for years.
And no one's even watching the show.
Right on Shudder. Shudder stars.
Like, and how do I even get Shudder? Like, I'm so sorry to anything good that's probably on Shudder. I'm not talking about Dracula, obviously, but, like, sorry to anything that's on Shudder. I'm not going all the way to download a new app with a new subscription to watch
The Boulay Brothers. And mind you, they didn't have on eyelashes again.
I was literally about to say, and just to pay for them to, like, just pay to see them not wear eyelashes.
And they didn't. They had on veils, so I think they were concerned that the eyelashes would hit the veil, but it wouldn't have.
I'm exhausted.
I need to stop watching it.
You do need to stop watching it. You are punishing yourself. Mm-hmm. And then punishing me, because I get to hear about it. And then I get pissed.
I just think the people need to know.
You don't want to suffer alone, is what it is. You're like, I want someone else to feel what I'm feeling.
Because it's like, one day, I'm like, maybe this episode will be about the artistry. And then it's not.
How many seasons in?
Yeah. Who's to say?
Too many.
Any last thoughts about the Grammys?
I hope Turnstile performs.
I hope. Oh, we haven't even gotten to see who's going to perform yet. Mm-hmm. You know, Miss Gaga's going to perform. So that's going to be exciting.
When was the last time she performed at the Grammys?
Probably a million reasons.
Oh.
You know, it was her strumming on that guitar with the grass, the sawgrass around her.
Oh, no, it was probably A Star Is Born.
Shallow.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, was that during COVID? No, it wasn't.
No, I don't think
so. That was Chromatica.
Oh, so like right before.
She's so back. We're so back.
Dude, I literally, when I got out of Frankenstein yesterday, the lights went up and I just went, Brian, we're so back.
We're so back.
I just saw a man get his jaw ripped off one-handed. Watch Frankenstein. You'll have a great time. The amount of gore and blood in it, fantastic.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
There's a moment where someone falls from, like, 100-story height, like, smack. Like, they get Gwen Stacy'd. And then the guy gets his face pulled up, and then the back of his head, like, comes off and starts, like, dripping because it's, like, on the ground. It's gorgeous.
I'm just excited that, like, Jacob Elordi's in prosthetics the whole time, so I don't have to, like, look at him. Because, like, something about his face makes me sad, and I don't like seeing it.
Well, I don't know if you knew this. Frankenstein's kind of sad. He's kind of a devastating little guy.
I just think he's ugly. Not Frankenstein, Jacob Elordi.
Oh, I couldn't feel...
I just think I'd rather look at him as Frankenstein's monster than look at him as Jacob Elordi.
I was still, like, had the hots for him as Frankenstein's monster.
Do you have the hots for him regularly?
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi?
Yeah.
You have the hots for him?
Yeah.
Interesting. When I watched him on Saturday Night Live, I was like, this is the man that everybody thinks is hot, and every single skit is about him being hot, and I'm looking at him, and I do not think that this man is hot.
That's how I feel about Sydney Sweeney.
Men like women with big, innocent eyes.
and
boobs. That they can come on.
And boobs.
Yeah, they just see something that they can jizz on, and yeah. they love it.
Whenever anyone on Reddit, because I, like, for any of my, like, audio stuff description that I have, it, like, anyone who asks me, like, oh, how big are your tits? I'm always like, what does it matter to you? Because if I told you to walk into a Victoria's Secret and find a this size bra, what would you even know what to do?
Yeah.
Like, if you hear anything past double D, just know it's big.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, yeah. That's why I truly always say, I'm like, does it matter? Do you care? They're big. That's it.
It's whatever size you want them to be.
Exactly. Because, like, no matter what I say, you'll create an image that's probably inaccurate. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter to me.
I think there's a problem with the fact that men are so attracted to, like, doe-eyed, like, big-breasted women. I think there's, like, a level of pedophilia there.
No, there is a level of pedophilia mm-hmm. there. Because they want wide-eyed, big-boobed, hairless women.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me look at your search history.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's fucking What's weird. What's
your problem? Like, and I don't call people out publicly. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It's being like, you're a fucking weirdo.
You're a fucking weirdo.
You're a creep.
This is pedophile coded.
Mm-hmm. Let me see your hard drive.
I'm turning this hard drive in.
Hey, have a seat. I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
I saw the things that you were watching the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't. And like, I won't talk too much about my porn consumption because that's not what I'm here for right now. But the amount of times I have to, like, bob and weave certain contexts, I'm like, whoa, how old is that person?
Yeah.
I'm not watching that. And, like, and that's it. I'm just like, no.
If the twink doesn't have a tattoo on them in the video, I'm not watching it. Because it gets into some gray areas, I imagine.
And it does. Like, and it does. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's like, and then, like, and then I just get suspicious, and then I get,
yeah,
like, indigestion, and I get anxious, because I'm like, what are you up to? Because mm-hmm. guess what? I'm someone who's watching gay porn a majority of the time, and I'm like, I don't like this. I want to call somebody.
Yeah.
Like,
Where are the parents?
Like, because I know that they had to sign his slip in order for him to get railed by 6 firefighters. I'm really upset. Like, I'm really upset, and I'm so anxious.
I hate, like, when it's a big, like, hairy daddy fucking, like, the, like, most barely legal twink, because it is the, and they, it's just, it's why, like, I'll never be attractive to, like, an older man, because yeah. there's just something, it's just pedophilia.
Yeah. And
they might be legal, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it is actually, like, my least favorite thing.
Yeah.
And again, I'm bobbing and weaving that kind of shit. And I'm like, I just don't want to watch this. Can I please watch men with hair on their bodies fuck? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Like, is someone gonna...
A tattoo?
Like...
And, like, a good tattoo. What is the correlation with porn stars having, especially twink porn stars, uh-huh. having the worst tattoos known to man? It's always a Lady Gaga lyric and nautical stars.
There is a particular... I don't know his name, and I'm sure I did at one point. Sir, the guy that has born this yeah. way all the way up your they side...
He loves it.
I fucking hate you. You're a boner killer. I hate you. Seeing your tattoo. It upsets me so much.
It's so rare that I'm like, oh yeah, you have good tattoos and you're doing porn.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. And, like, that and just, like, an occasional Confederate flag jump scare.
Oh, hey, yikes.
Why is that in there? I'm sorry. Like, I'm watching the wrong thing, mm-hmm. clearly. Sorry, thought this was
nice. 5 stars trickling up their side.
I fucking... So Discord and I watch the same porn. It's all making a lot of sense. Because I... Why?
Why?
I hate the star. I hate the ones right here. I hate the ones right here. Like, but it's only right here.
And I also hate Batman tattoos.
Yes. I hate Batman tattoos. I can't think of a worse superhero to get tattooed on your body. It's like, okay, cool. So you like...
You like cops?
Yes.
You like police officers?
Someone who absolutely turns off his body cam?
It's so weird that... MAGA has clung so hard to the Punisher and not Batman.
I like want to stand up. I like
Because Discord, that's so true, and it doesn't make any sense. Because I don't know that much about the Punisher, but I'm like, what? I'm sorry, I'm standing.
They can hear you.
Because I don't know that much about the Punisher, but I'm like, why did you guys pick him?
Like, Batman's a cop. Punisher is not.
Yes! Pick Batman. Pick Batman. Homelander. Like, pick someone who,
They love Homelander.
They do.
They love Homelander.
They're fixing that, though. They're doing the BoJack Horseman thing, where, like, the wrong people are liking the bad characters, now they're having to do some rewriting.
Heavy-handing. Mm-hmm. Very heavy-handed now. Mm-hmm. They're, oh, sorry, you guys are so dumb, you don't understand any kind of nuance at all. We're gonna make that. It very heavy.
I love mm-hmm. shit like that when that happens, when the writers are, like, so pissed. They're like, yes. No, you're not fucking getting it! Fine! It's this! You guys are the fucking problem! You guys are awful!
Did you watch the season of Gen V?
So here's the thing. I actually don't watch The Boys. It's too much stress for me, because I watch Invincible, and that's enough for me.
The Boys is so incredible.
I heard that Gen V is even better.
They're just both good. They all loop. Well, it's... The acting in Gen V is substantially worse.
Interesting.
Like, the lead... the main superhero character has some of the worst acting I've ever seen, to the point where I'm like, are you a Nepo baby?
Shit, that's not good.
And no, it's bad. Like, if they put her and Dakota Johnson in the same film, it would be so horrible. Like, this person should be in Madame Web.
I hope that
movie which sucks. She's cool. Like, she can manipulate blood.
That's a girl that killed her parents with her period, right?
Yeah, she's cool.
That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Throw her some acting lessons, though.
That's a shame, because mm-hmm. that's a really, like, she has a lot, story-wise, I'm sure, is going to and well, will happen.
And the that. Way that this current season ended is it's leading straight into the next season of The Boys, so now all the characters have merged. So, like, Gen V will be a part of this final season of The Boys, and The Boys will be over forever, and then they will hope to carry on Gen V.
The Avengers Assembled.
Yes.
I might start watching Peacemaker, though, because I have heard that's
Watch really The good. Boys instead.
I don't know.
There's so much blood in it. It's so, like, coolly... It's, like... The way that the... Did you watch the first episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Starting off with Speedrunner...
Hands?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. I've just seen so much of it. Like, I don't want to see someone, dude...
And you
try to jerk off his boyfriend from inside his dick, and then he expands, and then he explodes his boyfriend from the inside.
That seems like something you do want to see.
But I didn't like seeing it.
You seem like somebody who, like, has, like, strong feelings about that British character who's the one who's hunting down the boys.
Let's find out.
I don't know why I feel this way, but it just seems like you
well,
are.
Well,
he's the one who's going to be playing Johnny Cage in the next Mortal Kombat movie, and he would easily be a good contender for, like, a variant of Wolverine.
I need to look this up.
He's Australian or British.
What's the name of the character that he plays?
The boy. Nope. He's bearded.
He said nope. Let me look up just Australian. Just
look up, guy. I mean, look up the cast of The Boys. He'll pop up real quick. That's that guy.
Good. Okay.
He's right there. Him.
Oh, no. Not for me.
I didn't mean, like physically in an attractive way. I just He just seems like somebody you, like, maybe you don't care about him. That's right. Not him.
I hate it here now.
That's not him. That's him.
Well,
I don't know. People care about him.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch The Boys. You're not the first person to tell me I need to watch it, and you won't be the last.
I mean, you still haven't even watched Severance, so it's okay. And I still haven't watched some things either. So
you still haven't finished Interview with a Vampire, which is really weird.
Or watch Gone Girl.
And look who's eased up on it. I've been so cool.
I've been so cool about Severance. I haven't brought it up until now.
That's true. That is a good point. I'll look into it. I'm watching Breaking Bad, and it's really giving me a lot of anxiety. And I feel like Severance will give me less anxiety than Breaking Bad.
That's debatable.
Someone just got their head squished with an ATM machine while their child was in front of them.
Oh, that's rough. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen on Severance.
I bet it doesn't.
It's just different types of stress.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I actually am really excited to watch Severance. I just don't know when it's going to happen. But nothing's been spoiled for me, so I'm really happy kind of living in that neighborhood where
it's interesting, because it's like it's a show that I guess could technically have spoilers, but I feel like it's also a show where we still have no idea what the fuck is going on. So it's like every spoiler would almost... could almost be different based off of that person's interpretation of the happenings.
That's actually really interesting.
The show to me feels like a group project that like all of your friends need to watch, and then because I feel like nobody has the same answer as to what they think is happening. So it's like with everyone's brains combined, maybe we could get to the bottom of it, but I don't think one person alone can.
So that's why you need me to watch it, because you have things that you
It's not just a show that like you and I can just like gab about like Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's a show that like we can deep dive on.
This is like Lady Gaga when she's like, "I'm gonna figure out what happened in the Capitol."
It's exactly like
I
that.
I have boots on the ground. She's like, "I'm gonna sing when the saints come marching in. And I'm gonna march into that Capitol and figure out what happened."
And she did.
I'm sure she tried her best. No,
only Azalea Banks did. She had the literal boots on the ground.
Oh, the downfall that is the downfall. The downfall of Azealia Banks on Discord's side. Because historically, some of us didn't like Azealia Banks. And it's not like, and like it's not like liking a celebrity or anything like that fucking matters. But the public way in which she has exploded,
it just sucks to have somebody who makes some of the best music that's ever been made
brave
to like be her, you know. That just sucks.
She's
people they can't touch her musically, and a lot of people can't touch her music, not everybody obviously, but a lot of people can't do what she does.
Sure.
And yet she doesn't believe Palestine's even real. And so much so that she decided to go perform a shit ton of concerts in Israel. And then cited on Trump in terms of pedophilia.
That was crazy. That was...
In his defense, what?
You're starting it off that way?
In his defense, it wasn't taboo to fuck 15-year-olds then. What?
Who said that?
To who?
Who said that? That was... particularly nuts. Like, none of it can be ignored because each thing is as crazy as the thing that was said before.
And she does so many things that a lot of it slips under the rug, because it's like she just tweeted 23 batshit crazy things back to back to back. How can I keep up?
It's like certain weeks in the news cycle where someone else has to tell you that something happened, because you're like, oh, I only knew about this, and then that person's like, I didn't know that happened, and you're like filling each other in on the news because so many crazy things happen at one time. That her tweets are exactly like our current news cycle.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm just gonna fucking I'm just gonna go in and I'm gonna Kanye this shit.
Yeah.
What she's doing. More power to you, Azealia Banks. I love seeing this happen to you.
What do you love seeing this happen to her? Wouldn't you much prefer her to have, like, not be this way?
There's no going back. Like...
Marjorie Taylor Greene's sure trying. She's sure trying.
Oh, large Marge. She is. Ooh, she's trying.
She's trying. Even if it's all a ploy, at least she's, like, saying things out loud that would make her party think about it. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, even if... because it's, like, it's too hard to... she's been such a horrible force that it's still too soon to tell if she's being genuine or if there's an ulterior motive.
Uh-huh.
But even if there is an ulterior motive, at least she's saying the things out loud that would make people think about those things that they weren't thinking about earlier.
There is something to say about someone who is at least starting a conversation within someone's own head. Like, it's nice to create doubt, I guess is what I'm saying. It's nice that there's something that's creating doubt.
The reason why I'm skeptical is because Trump hasn't talked shit on her.
Yes.
He talks shit about everybody. Why is he not mad at her?
Exactly. And which makes it seem even more that it's like, all going to pan out to be something that is that's still very much in support of the Republican Party and Trump's horrible plans for this country. But like,
but also maybe not. Like,
but also maybe not.
Because like when she said that, like I was literally when she said I was a victim of QAnon, like that's real. That's real. Yeah. Like QAnon was like top tier, like CIA level propaganda
yes.
for the masses, and it did exactly what it was intended to do. So it was so hard for me to like be mad at like people who were subjected to propaganda and fell for it. As long as they came out of it, you know what I mean? Like there are people who are still believe in QAnon for some reason, but like if she's like, hey, I was a victim of this, and, like, now I'm not, like, I'm starting to see firsthand that this is bad, and, like, I hope you're telling the truth.
That's what you can only hope. Like, that's an ideal situation that you come out of this realizing where you went wrong.
Because she even called him out for, like, because somebody was like, what do you feel about Trump saying that, like, grocery prices are down? And she's like, well, I actually go to the grocery store and he doesn't. So, no, my groceries are more expensive here. My groceries are more expensive in my other house. My electricity bill is more expensive. Like, all of this is a lie.
Which already within itself, those three statements, that's huge.
Yeah. I'm not, like, coming out as a Marjorie Taylor Greene supporter. I'm just saying it's nice. There's nuance to the fact that she's saying things
yeah.
to make people realize that he's a piece of shit.
And it's nice seeing cracks in what he was expressing with such a strong foundation. It's nice seeing his people like quake a little bit and be like, ooh, maybe not that.
Yeah.
Like it's like when more Epstein stuff was coming out, which obviously more needs to come out because we've received little to nothing. But like even that where people were like, whoa, Trump, your whole thing was that you're trying to like get rid of pedophilia in the country. You think it's one of the biggest dangers to our country.
She's allegedly trying to get the House like to like back open and like the government back open mm-hmm. because she wants to allegedly like read a list of the Epstein files like on the floor because it's one of the one areas like where she's like legally like safe from mm-hmm. defamation and like can't be tried for what she says. So it's like if she says it, she wants to read the list out loud there. I don't know how she has it or if she has it, but I'm just saying what I read.
I want someone to read them. Like,
well, more came out today that, like, there's talks now in the GOP that they're finding out that there's these, like, horrible, horrible, awful photos of, like, Trump with, like, naked underage girls. So it's like, things are gonna push out.
Oof!
Like,
oof!
He's gonna get got.
We can only hope, man.
That's what that bunker's for. He knows these files are coming out.
He's like, quick, build it! Turn on the ballroom! Hurry!
Did you see that they've had to put giant, like, signs all over the White House? Like, this is where the Oval Office is! Because he's so, like, dementia-ridden.
Like IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
He's just shitting and passing out everywhere every day.
I remember when people were like, oh my gosh, Joe Biden's so old. I'm like, bro.
He wasn't pooping himself. He might not have been able to speak, but he wasn't pooping.
Donald Trump is the same age that Biden was when he was in office. Like,
I love Trump bragging about how well he passed the IQ test, and then it turns out it was a dementia test, and then turns out he was even saying those answers wrong in the interview. He was like, yeah, it's easy. It's a camel, a giraffe, and an elephant, and then you look at it, and it's neither of those three animals.
Do you think the writers of SNL, on their off seasons, when things like that happen, they're like, fuck! Fuck! That would have been so good! That would have been such a great joke for us to write!
That's why I'm like, South Park, why do you only do, like, 8 episodes a year? Like, you could just... You could have ratings all... You could have money forever.
Dude, they could. They really could. I think that they just need to take a break.
But bring back 22-episode seasons of everything.
Oh my god, no.
No?
I would like to cut a middle ground.
14.
That's the exact number I was thinking of. You know what? You got yourself a deal. We're going straight to Hollywood, baby. 22 is too much. I'm having a hard time with some 22-episode seasons of things I'm watching, and I'm like...
It's just crazy how they were managing to pump out 22 episodes a year, and we can't even get 8 episodes per 2 years of anything. It's
impossible now. And, like, it's because so many things have such a high budget now. I'm like, I don't need a high budget show.
No. Like, I don't need it. Because, like, what's that going to? CGI that I didn't have to see?
Exactly.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Exactly. Which is going to make my shit take even longer.
There are shows that look much better with much smaller budgets that have many more episodes.
Mm-hmm. I would love to compare, once I actually start watching Severance, I'm going to be really happy to be comparing, like, budget, all that, all those kind of things to other shows.
I guarantee, yeah, because all they needed was a white office wall and cool colors.
Right.
That's all
exactly.
they needed.
Exactly. So I'm really
I'd be one to argue that One Tree Hill looks better than The Rings of Power.
What's The Rings of Power?
That humongously budgeted Lord of the Rings TV show on Amazon Prime.
Good gravy. I don't need that. I'm sure people are really happy about it, and because people love Lord of the Rings, but I, great.
Great.
Great for them.
The Lord of the Rings fell as soon as they started doing the Hobbit movies with the CGI. The first three were all, like, tangible.
Practical.
Practical.
You're so cute. You went... It's right here. It's right here.
And then immediately they went into, like... CGI orcs and CGI dragons, and it just looks like shit.
And that's a shame, especially considering, like, it's like the Jurassic Park remakes. Like, it's kind of hard doing remakes with CGI when everyone knows the original to be even better because of its practical effects. And that was decades ago.
And also, why is CGI from, like, 2001 better than CGI in 2025?
I watched something where I was, like, blown away by how good it looked. Mm-hmm. I wish I could remember what it was, but I was like, this is better than half the shit I could watch right now anywhere.
You know, we need to be done with CGI and done with AI, done with it all. Practical effects are bust.
Gotta watch this Frankenstein movie, man.
Alien Earth is also really incredible.
I took a break watching. I really gotta get back.
I know. I haven't finished it yet, but I do love what I've seen.
Gotta watch Interview with a Vampire.
Yes. All right. I think we've done it.
Let's actually say goodbye, though.
Oh my gosh, we've done it, everybody. We completed an episode.
Against all odds. This took however long it took.
Yes.
Again, we don't need to talk about how long it's been since we've had a...
And every side quest, like, led back to the Grammys somehow.
Yes, which is... Oh, what?
That was my phone.
Which shows that that's exactly what we wanted to talk about.
We love a side quest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The side quests are... we're kind of the Hobbits in Lord of the Rings in a way, because the ring is the goal.
We're kind of like the 22 episode seasons where there's a bunch of filler.
You know,
but we make our way back to the plot.
But who has the most filler between the two of us, huh?
What does that mean?
Your cheeks.
Oh, me. I was like, what?
You're like, what? Huh? Dang, I thought that was a really good joke.
It was.
You're right.
I just haven't seen my doctor in a long time to remember that it's there.
That's actually a fair point. It probably, yeah, because you've been so crazy.
Oh, no, I know. My eyes are sagging again. Botox needs to come back. Nah, pronto! Be. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye! Thank you for joining us.
We still didn't say bye.
Well, here's the bye. Now we're done.